The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. Hey, let me begin this segment of the program with just some really good news if you were not listening earlier. Technically, our Bible League campaign is finished. And my goodness, what a finish. And so I'm not soliciting any more gifts unless you want to. You still could give at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. If you want to, you can still give. And you can still provide Bibles for the persecuted church. But technically, our campaign is over. And I just want to say thank you and join me in praising God for what he did through you. We started the campaign a little over a week ago. Our goal was $6,000. We had a $6,000 matching grant. The minute we raise $6,000, that $6,000 grant would kick in, which would mean the minute we got to $6,000, that jumped to $12,000. Well, in a heartbeat, you folks gave the first $6,000, and so it became $12,000. That was our goal. $6,000 from the audience, $6,000 the matching grant, total of $12,000. That was our goal. But you just kept giving. And you kept giving and giving every single day. I don't think there was a single day since a week ago Thursday that there have not been calls at 800-YES-WORD or people giving online at thewordcolumbus.com. And today, the amount is larger than yesterday because you keep giving because you love God's word and you understand the impact of God's word around the world. So anyway, here is where we are at. Is this the final number? I don't know. That's up to you. But the final number, 19,595. What, $395 away from $20,000? It's just mind-blowing. Yeah. 19,595. Now, again, I'm not even asking for additional gifts, but if you would feel led of God, we are so close to $20,000. Again, it's incredible. Thank you. I just want to praise God. Thank God. And thank God for this unbelievable audience. God bless you. And in my estimate, nearly 200,000 people are going to be impacted because of your gifts. I want you to think about that. Nearly 200,000 people are going to be impacted by God's word because of your sacrificial giving. So I just want to thank God for all you. 800-YES-WORD if you want to give. If somebody wants to put us over 20,000, you still call 800-YES-WORD. Joe Biden, I honestly, now, my relationship with Christ and my relationship with the Word of God. I don't want to use my religion because I'm not into religion. Religion is a man-made system to try to reach God. I am not a part of a religion. I understand how religion is usually used, but I am not into religion. And I know it's an old cliche, but I'm not into religion. I'm into a relationship. So I don't want to say my religion. I want my relationship with Christ and my relationship to the Word of God rules over everything I do, every decision I make. And if I look at my relationship to the Word of God and Christ and compare that to my relationship with a political party, it's not even in the same universe. I would never consider violating my firmly held biblical convictions to fulfill a political purpose or a political office. Never, never, never. Because my first allegiance is to Jesus Christ. Hey, I am a red, white, and blue, patriotic, proud American. I am. I love this country. And yes, I am patriotic. And yes, I still get a chill up and down my spine when I see the flag. But my first loyalty is to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And my loyalty to Christ is my loyalty to America is not even close to my loyalty to Christ. Why? Jesus died for me. My eternal destiny is dependent upon my relationship with Jesus. My political freedom is wrapped up in America, and I'm grateful for that. And I realize that thousands and thousands and thousands have died to provide me with freedom, but none of them could forgive my sin. Only Jesus could do that. Now, why do I go through that? I do not understand a system of religious belief that does not impact everything you do and you say. What am I talking about? The Catholic Church is very clear on their teachings concerning abortion. And it's very, very important to the Catholic Church. And so I honestly, and I mean this seriously, I'm not trying to be facetious in any way, I do not understand how a Catholic can agree with the Democrat Party on abortion or marriage or family. I do not understand how a Democratic politician can vote for laws that absolutely violate the teaching of their church. Of what use is their religion? And I think in this case, religion is the proper term. Of what value is your religion if it doesn't impact the way you live? I don't get it. Except to say that many people are far, far more concerned about power, political power, than pleasing their church or even God himself. Now, that is a big, long, probably unnecessary introduction to a story about Joe Biden that you need to hear. So hang with me, hang tight, about 4 minutes. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live and a little bit of what happened to Joe Biden over the weekend.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Joe Biden had kind of a bad day yesterday. Joe Biden is a loud and proud Catholic, and to Catholics, communion is everything. I mean, Catholics do not believe that once saved, always saved. No, they don't. Catholics believe that you are continually being saved, and communion, partaking of communion, is receiving Christ. Now, to an evangelical, you say, have you received Christ? Well, that means, have you been born again? Was there a time and a place where you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you ask a Catholic, and I'm not being critical, I'm just stating fact. If you ask a Catholic, have you accepted Christ? They will say, yes. Last Sunday, Sunday before that, the Sunday before that, I accept Christ every Sunday. Because Catholics believe in transubstantiation. They believe that when the priest blesses the wafer and the wine, that the wafer literally, not figuratively or symbolically, it literally becomes the body of Christ. The wine, when it is blessed, not figuratively, not symbolically, but literally becomes the blood of Christ. So are you saved by the blood of Christ? A Catholic would say, yes, every Sunday I am saved by receiving Christ. Now, again, I'm not saying that to be critical of their doctrine. I'm just trying to state how incredibly important communion is. To an evangelical, we love communion, but our salvation is not dependent upon communion, not in any way, shape, or form. So it's important, but it is not as important as it is to a Catholic. Well, Joe Biden went to church yesterday in South Carolina, and the priest of the church said, no, you cannot have communion here. He denied the former vice president of the United States Holy Communion. The priest explained in an email, and I quote, Holy Communion signifies we are one with God, each other, and the church. Our actions should reflect that. Any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching. And then Father Morey, M-O-R-E-Y, added, I will keep Mr. Biden in my prayers. Joe Biden's office was asked whether he was refused communion, and his office refused to confirm or deny. They did confirm that he attended St. Anthony Church in South Carolina over the weekend. And now, I am so thankful for this courageous priest. If the Catholic Church had more courageous priests like this, maybe Catholic politicians would rethink their unspeakable compromise of their faith in order to be a part of the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi and a host of other Catholic Democrat politicians who have no problem with being a member of a church that absolutely, unconditionally condemns abortion. And by the way, same-sex marriage. And yet these politicians sell their soul, literally, to their party in order to keep power. But, you know, this whole thing, I am just amazed at the loyalty. Now, I hear this from the left all the time. How can you evangelicals be loyal to Donald Trump? He lies. You know what? I think Donald Trump at times has lied to the American people, and he certainly has exaggerated a lot. I think that's just part of his personality, and I'm not saying it's right. I don't embrace it. I don't approve of it. I think he often exaggerates greatly and probably at times twists the truth. I think he does. But on the issues of life, marriage, family, this president has done more to promote life and marriage and family. But he was divorced and he had affairs. Yeah, there is no doubt that he did. I think he was a very, very immoral man in the past. But fast forward to since he was inaugurated, I dare you to show me a president that has been more supportive of the traditional family and the pro-life community. And yet, I have people call this program who absolutely love Barack Obama. They hate Donald Trump because he lies. They hate Trump because he lies. And yet Trump supports life and marriage and family. And yet Barack Obama supported the destruction of the nuclear family, supported the redefinition of marriage, directly violating God's plan for the family and marriage. He endorsed abortion that has killed millions of innocent unborn children. Not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, millions. Barack Obama supported strongly, forcefully, the killing, the slaughter of innocent unborn babies. And I have Christians call this program and sing the praises of Barack Obama and hate Donald Trump. Okay, if you hate Donald Trump because he lies, you better hate Barack Obama because he supported killing babies. And besides that, Barack Obama totally ignored human rights around the world, religious rights, civil liberties of Christians, not only in America, but around the world. Donald Trump have his faults and failures? Boy, he sure does. And some of them bother me greatly. But on the issues that are really, really important, Donald Trump is on the right side. Barack Obama was on the wrong side of the most important issues in life. It is strange to me how people's political loyalty can override their convictions. That is certainly true of Catholic politicians who support abortion. I am grateful for this courageous priest. May his tribe increase.